The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Massive worldwide publicity over Nancy Reagan.
Well, and,
eh?
Alan, all of a sudden it sounds like I'm talking to you on the moon. Did you move?
No, why? Where am I?
We have the funeral arrangements for Nancy Reagan will be Friday at the Reagan National or the Reagan Presidential Library. She'll lie in repose for parts of Wednesday and Thursday, and then the funeral itself will be by invitation only.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it? She had a tremendous impact, didn't she?
Well, she had a tremendous impact, and the president today recognized that by ordering that flags would be flown at half-staff today until the burial in her honor, which is longer than it would normally be done for someone who wasn't, an official in the government itself.
That's right. Didn't hold any official office. Peyton Manning, eh?
Yeah, one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, Peyton Manning, announced his retirement today. He became emotional. He's talking about his love of preparation of playing the game and even loving the opposing players and coaches who made it great for him. You know, he's a poster child. If you look at baseball, you remember Derek Jeter. If you look at football, it's Peyton Manning. He's the guy who is a prescription for how to play the game, how to prepare for it, how to put everything you've got into it, and to get everything that you've got out of it, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
He's the all-time leader in passing touchdowns, the all-time leader in passing yards, five times the most valuable player, and then two Super Bowl rings.
And he won his last Super Bowl ring a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's not a bad last game to play, right?
No.
Win your Super Bowl and then be able to leave.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And the little boy dying of cancer.
Yeah, it's a sad story, and it's also an uplifting story. In Westerly, Rhode Island, Dorian Murray's family and his friends and people really around the world who've gotten involved in this are just waiting for his long and slow end to arrive. He's 8 years old. His last wish was to be famous. His hashtag, BeStrong, on Twitter went viral. Now, since his treatments were stopped once cancer was found in his spinal fluid, it's prayer vigils and anxious hands held tightly near his bed. But they have been able to say to him, Dorian, you are famous, buddy.
That's lovely.
Millions of people know your name.
That's lovely, isn't it? I was speaking
to... when they were able to tell
him. Yeah. I was speaking to Michaela Cash, a federal government minister here, and she told me how her sister died recently of cancer, and her mother told the sister when she knew she was dying, just remember, you're not dying with cancer, you're going to live with cancer, which is a lovely thought. See you, Harley. News next at 8:30, 7:30 in Brisbane.